It's the Vegas Golden Knights post-game show. Here's your host, Ryan Wallace.
Welcome into the Vegas Golden Knights post-game show. Golden Knights defeat the Winnipeg Jets 4-3 in overtime. Snap their winless skid at 5 games, 18-11 and 12, 48 points on the year. Next in action Thursday at home inside T-Mobile Arena against the Columbus Blue Jackets, a 7 o'clock puck drop. To help us break this one down, we go back to the radio booth, bring in the voice of the Golden Knights, Dan Duva. And you know what, Dan, you and Gary chronicled really the change in this game after Luke Shen made it 2-0, the push from the Golden Knights, the urgency from the Golden Knights. What did you like about how they finished this game?
Yeah, well, they didn't give very much to the Jets. I mean, you know, Winnipeg has opportunistic scoring today. You know, they have obviously struggled overall, but in particular to find secondary scoring. They get a goal from Luke Shen, who had not scored in 99 games, to build a 2-0 lead. And as you said, Ryan, after that, it seemed as if the Golden Knights were like, okay, enough of this. Enough. And they, you know, I think you and I talked after the game in Chicago, where the Knights went nearly a period of time. It was like roughly 17, 18 minutes without getting a shot.
Yeah.
And they looked like they were playing scared or nervous or afraid to make a mistake. That all seemed to disappear. So I don't know what if something was said or what, but that all just seemed to go away. After the Luke Shen goal, the Knights obviously got on the power play later in that second period, and that's one way that they got that first goal from Stone was the power play. But they just were attacking more. They were generating more. Meanwhile, you know, I thought, okay, well, maybe they'll generate some more offense and get a bunch of shots, but you know, might that also give some more to the Jets? No, it didn't.
Yeah.
The Jets, you know, after if you go into the third period, the 10:03 break, Winnipeg got its first shot of the period at 10:03, their 10th shot of the game at that point, and Vegas had outshot the Jets 16-2 from the Shen goal at 12:04 of the second to the first Jet shot of the third at 10:03, right? So that's about 18 minutes of hockey.
Yeah.
It was a 16-2 shot differential for Vegas, and obviously they had, at that point, tied the game 2-2. So it was very encouraging to see how they just – seemed to not be playing scared any longer. I couldn't tell you why, but I'm sure people will ask.
Yeah, I mean, confidence comes and goes, and certainly for the Golden Knights, they found something in that stretch. Now, it was buoyed by the power play, right? Like, you get a power play goal from Mark Stone, you win the game in overtime on the power play, and for a team that has been so good all season long, when it's not going well like it has been for the Golden Knights of late, getting the power play to come through and buoy you is massive in these moments.
Right. And is it any surprise, Ryan, that it happens to be Mark Stone and in Winnipeg of all places? No.
Not at all.
He was just going to somehow will the puck into the goal at some point in this game. And you could see, I mean, there was, you know, Mark is an extremely competitive person. He's almost got ice in his veins at times. But then there are those expressive moments, and you see the positive reaction after he or especially a teammate scores a goal, but you also see it when he got that puck in the face where just sometimes it boils over and the anger comes through. So whatever it is, I mean, he's just a special personality, and you could just tell he was going to will this team back, which they did, but you can't guarantee victories. You can only deserve them, and the Knights deserved the outcome that they got today.
You know, and then one of the other big moments outside of the power play goals was the goal from Riley Smith. You surrender a goal in the third period. You go down 3-2 to answer a minute later. And, you know, from Riley Smith, who I thought had a strong game for the Golden Knights, that's massive because secondary scoring as well.
Indeed. And especially considering he's been scratched a few times this year and even last game. And we understand why. Dad's trip, we want to get everybody in. But, you know, you don't want to be the guy to get scratched. Especially given, you know, where he is in this franchise's pantheon. He's one of the best players in team history. But when he's been in there, especially of late, remember he had a couple of points against the Sharks and, you know, obviously critical goal here. In that third period, makes a great play on the back check. Just super smart and responsible. You know, maybe he's past his prime, but to me, still an everyday player for this team. If I'm making out the lineup card, And I think he proved it there. Then we asked him, Gary asked him about playing with Saad and Sissons. Well, you know, that it might have been on paper that way, but it didn't happen in reality very much that way, playing with Marner. Jack Eichel was on the ice when Riley Smith scored that goal. It was Eichel with Smith and Saad at that moment on the plus-minus department. But, yeah, Marner had been there with those guys. Marner's been playing center. You know, why not put him with Smith and Saad for a bit? Obviously, Saad and Smith, veteran players, and now they've each scored in the last couple of games. You knew those guys who've had so much success in their careers were not going to be held off the score sheet for long. And Saad now points in consecutive games with an assist today. And obviously, Riley Smith with that critical goal. And those things only begin to describe their impact. But, yeah, no doubt about it. It's an important game for those guys.
And now, obviously, fans want to look at this game and say, okay, this is the building block. This is kind of the launching off point for the Golden Knights moving forward. Doesn't always work out that way, but where are some of the encouraging signs or positives you're pulling out of this one that make you believe the Golden Knights could be on the rise after this win?
Yeah, well, it's. I know that they have not been winning of late, but they have also kept opposing teams to 20 shots or fewer in four straight games. You know, that's encouraging. That's one of the reasons why the save percentage is poor, because the Knights are keeping opposing teams to low shot totals all the while the pucks are going in. So I think that, Noah Hanifin, of course, you know, played more. He played half the game, more than half the game, 30, 49. Well, I guess if you throw in the overtime minutes, that's not the case. You get my point. Career high, 30, 49. Time on ice for Noah. And then we'll see how the Knights sort things out on the blue line, because that's not sustainable for a whole season. So we'll see how that sorts out. Megna played just about 5 minutes. Gary mentioned Dylan Coghlan as an option. He's played lots of games for this franchise a few years back. So we'll see. I think there's plenty to take out of this. And also, as you go back, you've got Columbus, St. Louis, and then on the road with San Jose. Like, these are teams that, of course, are below the Knights in the standings, but you know, if recent history is any indication with, let's say, Nashville, St. Louis, Chicago, you've got to take it to these teams. Obviously the Jets were last in the league, and you needed to the final 15 seconds of overtime to beat them. Vegas, you'd love to see them just come out like they did against the Sharks and score a bunch of goals early and take the other team out of it. They can do it, and if they continue to play into Thursday's game like they finished today's game, it wouldn't surprise me if something like that happens.
All right, Dan, any final thoughts on this one before we turn our attention to Thursday night and the Columbus Blue Jackets?
I've got to get my shoes shined when we get back to Las Vegas, Ryan, because my shoes have not had snow on them here in a while. But I will tell you, it's not as cold in Winnipeg as it was when we came last December when, you might have lost extremities if you didn't have them covered. So snow on the ground, but not quite as cold as our last time here. And I hope that the next time when the Knights come here in March, that the snow is gone. But I'm not holding my breath.
All right. Great stuff as always, Dan. Enjoy the rest of your night, and we'll chat on Thursday.
Thanks, Ryan.
That is the voice of the Golden Knights, Dan Duva, helping us break down a 4-3 victory in overtime for the Vegas Golden Knights over the Winnipeg Jets. Vegas back in the win column, 18-11 and 12, 48 points on the year. And as mentioned, next in action Thursday, 7 o'clock puck drop at home against the Columbus Blue Jackets. We're back with more in a moment. Presented by Lee's Discount Liquor, you're listening to the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network.
Hello, I am Nikki Fargus, president of the Las Vegas Aces. I am proud to support the mission of Nevada Donor Network by sharing the need to register to be an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Right now, over 30,000 African Americans are waiting to receive a life-saving organ. You can help provide hope to those waiting simply by registering to be a hero. Nevadans are giving, and together we can save lives. Join us at wearenevadans.org.
Experience the time of your life at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Live it up at the world's largest sports book, Circa Sports. Get loose and get loud with all sports, all seasons at Stadium Swim. Take in the million-dollar views at our rooftop lounge Legacy Club. Go big and go all night with our luxurious rooms and suites. Book the time of your life today. CircaLasVegas.com.
When I brought the Golden Knights to Vegas, I wanted to create something unique for Nevada. High Ground Vodka is made from estate-grown rye and Sierra Nevada snowmelt for a smooth finish. If you're 21 or over, High Ground is an exceptional Nevada-born vodka and proud partner of our hard-working hockey team. I hope you give High Ground Estate Vodka a taste.
Distilled and bottled by High Ground Vodka, Minden, Nevada. Please drink responsibly.
If you're injured in an accident, here are the things that matter. Who you hire to represent you matters.
Where they live may seem like it doesn't matter. It matters.
The Richard Harris Law Firm employs over 150 local people.
Trabajamos aquí.
We live right here. We know Nevada. We know the courts. And we know how to win.
If you're injured in an accident, who you hire to represent you matters. The Richard Harris Law Firm. 444-4444.
Back to the Vegas Golden Knights postgame show with Ryan Wallace.
The Golden Knights have launched VGK Pay, presented by America First Credit Union, as a centralized payment system within the official VGK mobile app. VGK Pay is the smart way to pay for concessions and team gear at T-Mobile Arena and the Arsenal at City National Arena. Fans are eligible to earn rewards known as Fortress Funds, and season ticket members can easily redeem their discounts when using VGK Pay. The VGK mobile app is available for iOS and Android devices in the App Store and Google Play Stores. It's the VGK postgame show. Golden Knights defeat the Winnipeg Jets 4-3 in overtime. The postgame injury report is brought to you by UMC, the exclusive hospital of the Vegas Golden Knights. No one on the Golden Knights side of things dealing with anything. I think after this game, obviously our thoughts are with Hayden Fleury after taking a scary spill into the end boards after getting tangled up with Keegan Kolesar. On the Golden Knights side of things, again, you know who's out of the lineup, right? We go through it every single night, but the fact of the matter is, it is important to highlight who is out of the lineup right now for the Golden Knights. No William Karlsson, no Shea Theodore, no Braden McNabb, and no Aiden Hill. That's what's out of the lineup right now for the Golden Knights. Number one goaltender, your top pair defense, and I'd argue your second best center iceman, right? Like that is the level, that is the degree to which William Karlsson impacts the game. Now, he might be slotted when everyone's healthy, right? It might go Eichel, Hurdle, Karlsson, but there is a defensive responsibility to Karlsson's game that puts him on the ice in so many different situations. You know, you look back to some of the other games on this road trip, and you ask yourself this question, at least I do anyway. Like, how many times when the Golden Knights have needed to put out a fire, when there's been a moment or a situation where it gets a little bit squirrely, either in their own zone, neutral zone, offensive, whatever the case may be, if you've got William Karlsson in your lineup, you can put out that fire. In that situation, you can put out that fire. I think you look at the Golden Knights and the adjustment period of trying to figure out how to play without Shea Theodore, it's starting to kind of turn the corner to a certain degree. And the fact that, you know, the Golden Knights are cutting down on shots against, for sure, they're cutting down on the chances that they're allowing, like grade A chances. You look at the goals in this game for Winnipeg, and there weren't a ton of breakdowns from the Golden Knights that resulted in plays, resulted in opportunities and chances where you said Carter Hart had to bail out his team. Now, in overtime it happened. There were about three or four of those plays in overtime where Carter Hart had to come up big and make some massive saves, and he did, and credit to him for sure. But 5-on-5, there weren't a ton of those moments or a ton of those plays in this game. And so for the Golden Knights, I think they're figuring out how to play without Shea Theodore, figuring out how to play defensively without Braden McNabb. We'll see what tweaks they might have in terms of personnel on the back end as well. But this stretch is highlighted in a lot of ways by who the Golden Knights don't have available to them. And the fact that they were able to find a way tonight is massive. Let's take a look at the highlights in this game. We go back to the first period, and Cole Perfetti opened the scoring for the Jets on their first shot on goal.
Manitoba native in his first season with the Jets, after his entire career over 1,000 games with the Blackhawks, setting up a great chance and a goal for Perfetti. Takes behind his back, put a backhander toward the crease. Hart was faked out, and the first shot of the game for the Jets is a Cole Perfetti goal.
Third of the year for Cole Perfetti from Jonathan Toews and Josh Morrissey. 5:16 of the first period made it 1-0 Winnipeg. The Jets would take that 1-0 lead into the second period and extended it midway through on a long-range wrist shot from Luke Shen.
Seven shots aside. This one is in from the left point by Luke Shen. Off the bar and home. And the Jets lead 2-0. Long-distance wrist shot. Not too much on it, but well-placed. And Luke Shen has his first goal of the year.
Luke Shen from Gabe Vilardi and Adam Lowry, 12:04 to the second period, made it 2-0 Winnipeg, but the Golden Knights went to work late on a power play, and the captain extended his goal-scoring streak to 5 games with a power play goal.
Top of the left circle for Jack. Shoves it back to Marner, to the right, Dorothea. Fakes, shoots, saves, Stone the rebound, he scores!
On cue.
5 goals. In 5 games for Mark Stone, power play goal inside the final minute of the second period, and the Knights now trail 2-1.
13th goal of the year for Mark Stone on the power play from Pavel Dorofeev and Mitch Marner, 19:09 of that second period, made it 2-1 Winnipeg. So the Jets would take that 1-goal lead into the third period, and the strong push continued for the Golden Knights early in the third as Brett Howden tied the game with his 8th of the year.
Gets it in around DeMello. Checked along by Iafallo. Hurdle to the left. Hannafin shoots in. Rebound in front. Howden scores! A rebound goal for the Knights. Brett Howden ties it 2-2.
We'll pick up the highlights after Bruce Cassidy.
Well, we had a little more of an honest conversation after the first period. A little bit about going back with pucks. That was a bit of our focus of late. And first goal against, I thought, was a direct result of that, trying to force something through there. So I think our second period is what, you know, we got back on track. I thought we defended really well. They found a puck went in from the blue line. We've been sorting through those issues lately. And I think our guys are in a good place, even though we're down, is it 2-1 then?
Two, right.
So we got the first goal in the power play, right, to get us some life. So I think the guys knew we were in the game, especially the way we defended. We defended really well in the third. Overtime was probably all their best chances, right? And it was kind of one sequence when our D-man was exhausted. So all in all, that was a good buy-in in that area. And I thought we kept pushing. We changed some lines around, but we tried to use everybody, even though they had different maybe wingers. And I thought we built off a little bit of that, of playing direct, and they're trying to protect a lead. They haven't won in a while, so they don't want to, you know what happens then, right? You get a little bit conservative sometimes because you don't want to make a mistake. So you can push a team, and I thought we did a good job with that. Eventually, if there's enough ozone time, and we did it twice, to be honest, Howie and then Smitty. So good on the guys. Power play, we've had a couple 4-on-3s, and I thought we were a little more, we had a little better game plan on this one in terms of where the people were, and it worked out for us.
Especially with the way things have gone lately, you're down 2-0, come back, then they take the lead late in the third, you come back again and you win in overtime. What did you learn about your team tonight?
Well, I know they're resilient. They responded to a, you know, what I would call an average first period that I thought we should have had more jump, and I think our leaders were challenged guys to play with a little more emotion, and all of a sudden, you know, there's emotion in the game, and in an unfortunate way that a player gets injured. I hope he's all right. I haven't heard anything. I don't think Coley had any, you know, he was just trying to skate through a check. I don't think there was anything dirty in the play or any intent there. And he answered the bell, like, that's hockey, that's good. Then it got a little more physical after that. There was a hit on Kolasar, there was a hit by Barbie, and now that drags us into the fight. And we're always better in those games, and it seems like Winnipeg, we end up in that, a little bit of that. They got some big bodies, we do, so I think that worked out well for us. And then from there, I think everyone got on board.
Smith and Sod have been in and out of the lineup, and yet they've continued to work hard for you, and Riley has a big game tonight. What does this say about how they fit in with your team and your group and your culture?
Well, they want to play every night, and we're trying to
replace an area we thought on our kind of energy line, fourth line, with Reinhardt. We thought he was that guy. So there's a little bit of that, and Smitty and Sad have not played that role a lot. I think Sad is starting to, but, you know, that's where he's slotted in. So he's like, well, this is where I got to fit in. This is where I got to fit in. Smitty and Holtz have some similar characteristics in terms of they got some speed and some skill. The ask has been sometimes the game moves inside the dots, and that's just where it ends up. And, you know, like, let's get comfortable being there and still be who you are. So for me, to see Smitty score with Sauter on the top of the crease, you know, as a coach, you're like, okay, this is, now can we replicate this? Can we get that out of them on a regular basis? They're not going to live in front of the net. They're not those type of players, but you have to end up there when pucks end up there, right? And that's what Huddy did. He got one, so... But as far as fitting to the culture, they're both Stanley Cup champions. Smitty's is a misfit. He created part of the culture. So, and Satter's been around enough good organizations to know what winning hockey looks like. So I never doubt that part of them. It's just, it's veteran guy versus putting youth in the lineup, Gary. It's that simple. Do we want to see where these young guys can get to? And it sometimes comes at the expense of those older guys. And that's kind of the battle I have. And, you know, it's tough to keep everybody. I got four guys mad at me instead of two. If I just sat two of them all the time, you know, I'd have half the troubles. But that's coaching, and you have to live with those decisions and be honest with the players and hope they respond. And they obviously did. And Satter got one the other night in Chicago. Smitty tonight. I thought Holtz and Ryan played pretty well in Chicago, too. But, you know, you can only dress 12 guys, and that's what we landed on.
Is there a bit of a greater sense of relief that you sense among the group than it would normally be at this point of the season to get a win like this, given the struggles?
Absolutely. It gets talked about more and more. And that, yes, it is. And we've been very close. I don't think our game's a mess by any means. We had a few games that we didn't particularly like. It didn't, but there's been some that we just... You know what we did tonight? We ended up getting the tying goal. We ended up making the critical play in overtime. We get on the power play, we get the save, and we get the goal. And there's been a lot of times we haven't got the save and missed on our chance, and tonight it was the other way. So now you're leaving here in a good frame of mind. And sometimes it's as simple as that. Like Carter made, what, two or three, all his best saves were probably in overtime. It was a pretty tight game in terms of what we gave up. So good for him, you know, for sticking with it when he didn't see a lot of pucks on a particular night. And we needed it, and we got the goal for him at the end.
Stoney, Bruce, late in the second, even though you dominated the back half of the period, to have something to show for it and go into the intermission down by one, is that a jolt?
That's the critical, you know, points. Like 2-0 and 2-1 is a big difference. They don't have room for error now if it's 2-1. We were that way in Chicago the other night. We're up 2-1, and, you know, they get a goal. They didn't have much going on. All of a sudden, they throw one to the front of the net, and that's it. It's tied. Now it's a different ball game. So it was a big goal for us. It was our top guys. They probably needed it. Offensively, we have been, you know, lighting the scoreboard up. So, you know, those guys need to feel good about their game. So that's, you know, the other part of it.
Here's a thought on Tomas. Caps himself a nice day after getting into the Olympic team.
Yeah, no, he's played with some different wingers tonight and a little more of a direct game. I like their game. He had some chances. Gets to the front of the net. We don't always put him there. We put him more in the bumper and the power play, but we know when we first got him, that's where we'd put him, and we've kind of moved him from top of the crease to the hash mark, so we know he can handle that part there, face-off part. But 5-on-5, I liked his game. I thought he was driving play from the middle of the ice, keeping it, as I said, direct with those guys, using their speed. So, and happy for him to have not, we have a few Olympians on our team, and, you know, good for him. He deserves to go.
Thanks, sir.
Appreciate you. Not wishing luck.
That was head coach Bruce Cassidy as he addressed the media after tonight's 4-3 victory in overtime over the Winnipeg Jets for the Vegas Golden Knights. And we just left the highlights. Brett Howden had scored his 8th goal of the year from Noah Hanifin and Tomas Hertl at 8:13 of the third period. That set up the Jets regaining the lead later in the period on a rocket from the slot by Kyle Connor.
Lozon off the wall. Couldn't find it. Jets get it. Connor straight on. Scores! 5:04 to go in the third period. Kyle Connor scores his 20th, and the Jets lead 3-2.
Kyle Connor from Gabe Vilardi, 14:56 of the third period, made it 3-2 Winnipeg, but the Golden Knights answered right back a minute later on a rebound goal for Riley Smith.
From the left point to the right, there's Hanifin. Shuffles left, passes right. There's Hutt. He shoots. Save. Rebound. Score! Big pump of the fist for Riley Smith. 3-3 tie. 4:05 to go.
Sixth goal of the year for Riley Smith from Brandon Saad and Bed Hutton. 15:55 of that third period tied the game at 3. So we'd head to overtime. And the Golden Knights went to the power play late in OT. And Tomáš Hertl delivered a win with a power play goal.
Michael, top of the right circle. Waiting, looking, down to 16 seconds. Marner at the goal line, they score! Marner put it off the crossbar. It went straight down to the goal line. Then it was tipped into the goal by Hellebuck's glove. The Knights win it in overtime. 4-3 Vegas with 12.8 on the clock. The Knights snap the skid with an overtime power play goal.
Tomáš Hertl, his 16th goal of the year on the power play from Mitch Marner and Jack Eichel. 4 minutes, 47 seconds into overtime, wins the game 4-3 for the Vegas Golden Knights. We're back with more in a moment. Presented by Lee's Discount Liquor, you're listening to the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network.
Vegas! On behalf of Knock the Injury Law, Golden Pipes, Carnell Johnson.
If you've been hurt, Knock the is the word, call 702-INJURY.
For Han Knock the with Knock the Injury Law, imagine you've been injured in an accident. Now, do you want an assembly line law firm that treats you like a number and settles early for easy money? Hell no. Call me now for a free consultation at 702-INJURED.
What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's got to be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's convenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AM PM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AM PM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AM PM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AM PM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AM PM, too much good stuff.
Helping your money do more means making sure you get the most out of every dollar. That's why, for a limited time, when you open a new America First Visa credit card and spend $3,000 within 90 days, we'll give you $300. That's like getting a 10% discount on everything you pay for with your card. Before you spend another cent, head to AmericaFirst.com and apply for your low-rate Visa credit card today. Membership, eligibility, terms, creditworthiness, change, and conditions apply. Subject to additional criteria. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender.
It's time to upgrade your roofing and solar experience, and Cooper Roofing and Solar has you covered, literally. From re-roofing to deck installs, roof tune-ups, skylights, and more, they do it all. Right now, subscribe to Cooper's maintenance plan and get a 15% discount on roof maintenance. Keep your roof in top shape, avoid emergency repairs, and save big. Cooper Roofing and Solar is employee-owned and Southern Nevada's largest roofing company. Call Cooper today at 702-688-7940 or visit coopersolar.com. Cooper Roofing and Solar, proud roofing partner of the Vegas Golden Knights.
Back to Ryan Wallace on the VGK postgame show.
Welcome back to the VGK postgame show. The Golden Knights defeat the Winnipeg Jets 4-3 in overtime. Vegas 18-11-12, 48 points on the year. Next in action Thursday, 7 o'clock at home against Columbus. Check in on the text line. Christian says they should play every game like they're down by two. That's a good text. It really is. The urgency went up for the Golden Knights when they went down 2-0. Like, there's no other way to put it. And yes, you'd love for that urgency to kind of find its way into the game earlier than, you know, when you're chasing. But when the Golden Knights got to it, they were leaps and bounds better than the Winnipeg Jets. So a good stretch, maybe something to build on. Diane says, I'm exhausted, stressing over every play, pass, and shot. So happy for the win. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a tight league right now. It really is. And that's kind of, you know, where you have to be, with it. Spiridon says, yay, we finally won an overtime game. The Golden Knights have won overtime games, guys. Like, they haven't won a ton of them, but they have won them. The Golden Knights have won 5 games beyond regulation this year. So, yes, they finally won one, but they've won one before. They've won them before. Like, it's all right. It's fine. Everything's okay. Strong performance from the Golden Knights. Again, after falling behind 2-0, they found their urgency. They found that next gear, and they wrestled this game away from the Winnipeg Jets. We're back to wrap it up next on the postgame show, presented by Lee's Discount Liquor. You're listening to the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network.
Since 2014, Paul Petalaw has proudly called Las Vegas and the surrounding area home. Over the years, Paul Petalaw has financially supported community organizations such as
the LVMP Foundation,
Legal Aid Center of Southern Nevada,
Hope for the City,
Cheyenne High School,
Baby's Bounty,
the Secret Santa Project,
and many more.
Hi, this is Paul Pata from Paul Petalaw, where compassion and strong local legal representation come together. Remember, it's not about the injury, it's about the recovery. To learn more, go to paulpatalaw.com.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Nevada Mobile Sports account, and you can earn up to a $250 bonus bet after placing your first qualifying wager. The William Hill Nevada Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. Sign up today, and you will never miss another bet. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features same-game parlays, early cash out, and live in-play wagering on all major sports. For more information, official rules, and to see participating sign-up locations, visit williamhill.us. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Okay, time to get moving. Classes start at CSN on January 20th, so apply now. You can still register through January 5th. So what are you waiting for? Apply online at csn.edu. Hurry, time is running out. Go to csn.edu now.
The Vegas Golden Knights are rolling through another epic season. And there's nothing more refreshing than an ice-cold Surfside to enjoy while you cheer on your Knights on the ice. Surfside is only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and zero bubbles. That's right, no carbonation. So it's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not seltzer, it's Surfside, official partner of the Vegas Golden Knights. Sold in arena and at bars, restaurants, and stores near you. Must be 21, please drink responsibly.
Australia's biggest sport hits Vegas. Rugby League Las Vegas, Saturday, February 28th at Allegiant Stadium. 3 games, Aussie vibes, 1 epic ticket. Lock in your seat now at nrl.com/Vegas. Rugby League Las Vegas, let's go.
Good days usually begin with a good night's sleep. At Best Mattress, that's more than just our purpose. It's our promise. For over 3 decades, we've helped Southern Nevada rise and shine. Because if you sleep better, you'll feel better and you'll live better. Our sleep experts help guide you to the right comfort and support from the brands you know and trust. And with same-day delivery and easy financing, your best sleep is around the corner. Sleep better, live better. Best Mattress.
Thanks for listening to the Vegas Golden Knights postgame show. The extended postgame show is up next. It's the extended Vegas Golden Knights postgame show on Fox Sports Las Vegas, 1340 AM and 94.7 FM. Call in at 702-876-1340. Here's your host, Ryan Wallace.
Extended postgame show. Fox Sports Las Vegas, 4-3 the final. The Golden Knights defeat the Winnipeg Jets. 702-876-1340, that's the number. 702-876-1340. It's been a minute since we've done one of these after a Golden Knights win, so I'm expecting the phone lines to light up. It's on you, though. It's your post-game show, so I challenge you to pick up the phone. I challenge you to dial the number, 702-876-1340, and we can talk about anything you want to talk about coming out of this game. Like, you know, to me, the stretch of good hockey for the Golden Knights was so good that it builds a little bit of that belief, right? Like, that the Golden Knights can get themselves moving in the right direction, that they can find a way to put together a bit of a streak here. But first period was a bit lackluster, not a lot going on either way for Vegas or Winnipeg in that first period. So any direction you want to go, 702-876-1340, the Golden Knights back in the win column, a 4-3 victory in overtime against the Winnipeg Jets. If you're a Golden Knights fan and you can hear my voice, I want to hear from you. Enjoy the evening. It's a victory. Let's celebrate it. 702-876-1340. Let's bring in Marianne. Hey, Marianne, how you doing?
Hi, Ryan. I'm pretty good. I'm in a hospital with pneumonia, but I still listen to the game. So I just wanted to call and say, go Knights, go.
Hey, that's great, Marianne. I am sorry to hear that you are under the weather and that you're dealing with pneumonia, but thanks so much for the call. That is dedication from a Golden Knights fan, a super fan, and I'm wishing you, hoping for you, a very speedy recovery. So thanks for that, Marianne. Really do appreciate it, and get better soon. 702-876-1340. That's the number. 702-876-1340. Pick up the phone. Let's have a conversation. We bring in Mike. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Marianne, come on, girl. We need you. All right. This is nice. This is nice for a change. We certainly don't want to be Jets fans, either in football or hockey right now. And I don't understand what's happened to Hellebuck. All of a sudden, about midway through the game, he could not freeze a puck. Did you notice that everything bounced off his pad?
Yeah, I mean, I think you shoot low enough, it's going to bounce off the pads and not the glove, right?
Yeah. It just seemed like all of a sudden he just fell apart, and I'm sure he's as upset as anybody.
I don't think he fell apart. I think the Golden Knights dialed up the pressure. Like, they had seven shots on goal through the first 32 minutes of the game, and they finished the game with 31 shots on goal. So it wasn't, in my estimation, in my view, it wasn't Connor Hellebuck falling apart. It was the Golden Knights finding a gear.
Well, they found it. And, you know, people say if you break even on the road and you win 2/3 of your home games, well, there you go, kids. We just broke even on the road, 3 out of 3 games and points. And so we'll take that. Now, what do you think of the next 6 games? Most of them are at home. They're all against winnable teams. We certainly don't have any patsies. By the same token, we don't have any, you know, behemoths either, anybody on a wagon these days. So what do you think of our chances these next 6?
I mean, I think that you have to take advantage of the schedule when it presents itself well. You bring up the schedule. You got Columbus, St. Louis, San Jose, L.A., Toronto, Nashville. That's ordinarily, right, if you're looking at it with kind of the Golden Knights are a wagon, contender, fill in whatever, you know, adjective you want to throw on this team. Like, you look at those 6 games and you're expecting 10 points, right? At least 9 to 10 points. But the fact of the matter is, you were just in St. Louis. You lost that game. You played Nashville a couple of days ago. You lost that game. San Jose, even though they've closed the gap to some degree, the last time you played the Sharks, you put 7 on the board. So, like, I don't know how to make – I don't know how to view the next 6 games, Mike, because the Golden Knights just completed their first victory in their last 6 games. They've got 2 wins over their last 10. Like, this is very much a team that I think is doing some good things, but need to get to a more consistent level to be doing great things. And as much as I want to say this is a springboard, I can't say that it is until I see it for 3, 4, 5 games. So as much as I'd love to say they're going to go into this 6-game stretch against this level of competition and absolutely dominate, I don't know that I'm there.
Okay. I don't expect you to know the answer to this next question. Congratulations to Tomas Hertl. Do we have more Olympians than any other team? Do you know?
I don't know yet because they haven't announced every team yet. So I think that there'll still be kind of some breakdowns from there. I know that if you're kind of basing things off of Four Nations last year to a certain degree, I think it was the Florida Panthers and the Vegas Golden Knights that were 1-2 in terms of players that they're sending over. I'm guessing Akira Schmid is going to go to the Olympics. Jonas Rombjerg, though he's not playing with the Golden Knights, is inside the organization. He's going to go. Hertl, you mentioned Stone and Marner and Theodore, Hanifin and Eichel, Bruce Cassidy going as well as a coach. Like, I don't know yet because all the rosters have not been named officially. But as soon as we have all that information, we'll be able to parse through and figure out which team is sending the most.
Yeah, I look forward to that almost as much as I'm looking forward to Darren telling me who that new voice is on your opens.
Yeah, he's not going to tell you.
No, he's
Mike,
not.
Listen, Darren Millard is, I don't think he's going to put in the legwork to figure this out. I'm not going to tell him. Justice isn't going to tell him. So if he's gonna find it out, he's going to do it himself, and I don't think that he's going to put in the legwork there.
Okay, the gauntlet has been thrown, and nonetheless. Get well, Marianne. I can't wait to come home and watch these kids again. That's going to be fun.
All right, great stuff, Mike. Thanks so much for the call. 702-876-1340, that's the number, 702-876-1340. Marianne called from the hospital with pneumonia because she was so excited for a Golden Knights win. If you're listening and you're excited and you're happy and you've been waiting for something like this for a little while, pick up the phone and dial the number and let's talk about it. 702-876-1340. Taking more of your phone calls next on the other side of the break. It's the Extended Postgame Show on Fox Sports Las Vegas.
Illness and injury happen, and when they do, it's almost always at the worst time. Luckily, there's UMC Quick Care, here to help with all your breaks, bumps, burns, and belly aches. With no appointments needed, ever, and locations across the Las Vegas Valley, it's always a good time for us to help you get in, get out, and get better quick. See us at umcsn/quickcare.com. UMC is proud to be the exclusive hospital provider of the Vegas Golden Knights. Go Knights, go!
Your Vegas Golden Knights try to elevate hockey to an art form. Similarly, the team at Toshiba America Business Solutions empowers the art of business with award-winning copiers, printers, document management solutions, and digital signage that help you engage and delight your customers. As an official partner of the Vegas Golden Knights, Toshiba America Business Solutions works overtime to make you and your documents look good. And with the best service in town, you'll never find your business in the penalty box. Look for us at business.toshiba.com. Toshiba, official partner of the Vegas Golden Knights.
It's game night at Raising Cane's. And we're serving the realm with a feast of hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers, crispy, crinkle-cut fries, garlicky, buttered Texas toast, and cane sauce. Skate in before the puck drops or after the game stops. It's always nighttime at Cane's. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Go, Knights, go!
Reliable service and a brand you can trust. Visit OneStopRoofShop.com. Commercial or home, we can do what you need. Helping build this community, big or small, there's nothing we can't do. We're the most referred roofer and we're here for you. Reliable service and a brand you can trust. Visit OneStopRoofShop.com.
At NV Energy, we do more than keep the lights on.
We're first responders,
weather watchers,
and good neighbors.
Yes, we fix lines,
but we also build new ones,
prevent fires,
and we put on some pretty good barbecues on the weekends.
We try to get home at night in time to help with homework,
and then head back out for another shift
into any kind of weather.
Because that's our commitment to you.
At home
and in our communities.
We're the people of NV Energy.
This is what we do.
Back to your calls on the Extended Vegas Golden Knights Postgame Show with Ryan Wallace.
Extended Postgame Show, Fox Sports Las Vegas, 4-3 the final. Golden Knights defeat the Winnipeg Jets. 702-876-1340, it's your postgame show. The Golden Knights' last victory was December 23rd, a 7-2 dominating performance over the San Jose Sharks prior to the holiday break in the National Hockey League. I've done plenty of post-game shows since where the wins have not been there. Pick up the phone, dial the number 702-876-1340, and let's have fun. Let's enjoy the moment. Let's talk about a win. Even though it was an imperfect win, it's still a win. if you're a Golden Knights fan, you can lean in any direction you want to. And for me, I'll look at this game as an interesting game for a number of different reasons. Because shot suppression was fantastic. And though you don't love the long-range goal from Luke Shen and the wall of Golden Knights defenders that are in front of Carter Hart as to why he couldn't see the puck, Hart saved his best work for overtime. And that seems to be kind of a trend for Carter Hart, or at least it has been in his tenure here with the Golden Knights. And, you know, Bruce Cassidy highlighted it after the game in his post-game commentary, and I think it's important. The Golden Knights won this game because they made the plays at the times they needed to. And the most important, the most critical moments of the game, Vegas, they were the team that made the plays. They were the team that got the saves. They were the team that took advantage of their chance in overtime with the power play to make a difference, and they did it. And so much throughout this winless streak, we have been looking for, hoping for, wanting the Golden Knights to be the team that makes those plays. And today they did. So in a lot of ways, you can lean into that. You can feel good about that. That's positive. That's nice movement forward. However, before you start to think about this game as a launching off point or a stepping stone or whatever the case may be, building block, you have to put together the foundation in a lot of different ways. What I liked most out of this game was that the Golden Knights found that emotion. They found that extra gear. And it was no surprise to me that it happened after Mark Stone took a puck to the side of the face and showed that emotion on the bench. When you have the captain fired up, that angry, that frustrated, and he goes out and he doesn't turn frustration into a useless emotion, but he uses it to get his team going, to rally the troops, to get them dialed in, and that is what sparks the comeback. That is something you can build on. For the last five games, without fail, after every single loss, on the text line, and I've seen it from a couple of different people, a couple of different sources, Frank and Jason, all kept saying there's something wrong in the room. There's something fundamentally wrong. And I push back every single time. And if you want to know why I push back and why I push back so heavily, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing fractured. There's nothing broken with this team. They all play for one another. They all stick up for one another. And they all rally around the same person, the same core. And it starts and ends with their captain. And today, this game, that performance is exactly why there's nothing wrong, why this team will be able to figure it out, put it on the right path, and why I don't have any concerns about them going into the back half of the season. Let's bring in Nelson. Hey, Nelson, how you doing?
Oh, Ryan, I can tell you that the timing of this win could not have been better. I just got off of work yesterday. I'm on the starting of a 3-day off period.
Decided
to drive down to Southern California and enjoy the beaches of San Diego. On my way down, I was watching and listening to the game, should I say, on my ESPN Plus app and on the radio to you during the intermissions. And it was the sweetest thing to win this game, once again from a comeback perspective. Of course, we trailed 2-0. But the third, the 3-3 goal, the 2-2 goal, get to go to overtime, which I love how we play overtime. I've been just incredibly sad at how poorly we've been following through and actually winning overtime lately. But to win in this overtime, I was scared about Mark Stone if he got genuinely injured by that puck. It was a little accident from friendly fire. But then to have Tomas, who just became an Olympian, win the game in those final seconds of the overtime, it was beautiful. I'm so happy tonight. I'm so glad to talk to you, the VGK Nation. What a wonderful way to have a Tuesday evening after I've been working my butt off all week with the team for getting CES ready for everyone. So this is a perfect way to relax and enjoy the moment.
Yeah, that's awesome, Nelson. And thanks for the call. Enjoy your break. Enjoy your 3 days off from work with a Golden Knights victory to celebrate and some beach time. Well done, well earned, well deserved. Yeah, I'm with you. Like it's a good win, right? It's a solid win. You show some resolve. You show the character that built a championship team just a couple of years ago. And I think if you can lean into that and you feel good about that moving forward, then the Golden Knights can really jump off in the back half of the season. All they've got to do now is put it all together. Take a break. Wrap it up next on the Extended Postgame Show on Fox Sports Las Vegas.
Your home of the Vegas Golden Knights is Fox Sports Las Vegas, 1340 AM and 94.7 FM, KKGK, Las Vegas.
Discover exceptional customer service and a fantastic selection at Findlay Nissan. Whether you're in the market for a sleek Altima, a stylish Sentra, a compact Versa, or the adventurous Kicks, they've got you covered. At Findlay Nissan, they treat you like family with top-notch customer service and unbeatable specials. At Findlay Nissan, you're not just a customer, you're family. Visit them today and see why so many drivers trust Findlay Nissan in the Valley Auto Mall or online at FindlayNissanHenderson.com.
Okay, time to get moving. Classes start at CSN on January 20th, so apply now. You can still register through January 5th. So what are you waiting for? Apply online at CSN.edu. Hurry, time is running out. Go to CSN.edu now.
Australia's biggest sport hits Vegas. Rugby League Las Vegas, Saturday, February 28th at Allegiant Stadium. Three games, Aussie vibes, one epic ticket. Lock in your seat now at nrl.com/Vegas. Rugby League Las Vegas, let's go.
Big news, Las Vegas.
PT's Tavern's just changed the game. Introducing all new progressive jackpots linked across 65 PT's Tavern's locations. We're talking both dollar and quarter progressives that hit on royal flushes and four aces with a kicker. Plus Keno progressives that hit on 7 and 9 spots.
And here's the best part.
Our 10-spot Keno progressive pays up to $200,000. All progressives exclusively available at PT's Taverns.
Video poker links may vary between taverns. Check with your tavern bar host for details.
This is John Barr, General Manager at Findlay Toyota. Been thinking about getting a new truck? Now's the time. We've got huge incentives on the powerful Toyota Tundra and Tacoma. These trucks are built to handle anything you throw at them. With these deals, they're more affordable than ever. But these offers won't last. Come see us at Findlay Toyota before they're gone. We'll make sure you drive off in the truck you've always wanted at the price you deserve. Findlay Toyota, Nevada's number one selling dealership at the Valley Auto Mall in Henderson.
Farhan Naqvi with Naqvi Injury Law. Imagine you've been injured in an accident. Now, do you want an assembly line law firm that treats you like a number and settles early for easy money? Hell no. You want an attorney who does everything in his power to translate knowledge and experience into big bucks in your pocket. Call me now for a free consultation at 702-INJURED.
If you've been hurt, Naqvi is the word. Call 702-INJURED.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Nevada Mobile Sports account, and you can earn up to a $250 bonus bet after placing your first qualifying wager. The William Hill Nevada Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. Sign up today, and you will never miss another bet. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features same-game parlays, early cash out, and live in-play wagering on all major sports. For more information, official rules, and to see participating sign-up locations, visit williamhill.us. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Will you be the next Vegas Golden Knights game day giveaway winner?
Yeah.
One lucky customer will win a $1,500 shopping spree,
yeah,
home game tickets,
yes,
and a hotel stay at Circa Resort and Casino every week. Spend $12 in-store or at the pump with your Terribles app to qualify. Plus, earn bonus entries with any Bud Light purchase throughout the season. Every day is game day, exclusively at Terribles. Visit Terribles.com for details.
At Western Alliance Bank, expert business banking is what we're all about. We deliver results by being nimble and relationship-focused. Working closely with our clients, we provide tailored banking solutions to give businesses the edge they need to conquer today's challenges and capitalize on tomorrow's opportunities. Move forward with confidence, backed by the support of a top-performing bank. Discover how we can help your business solve today and succeed tomorrow. Connect with an expert banker at WesternAllianceBank.com. Member FDIC.
Every Vegas Golden Knights win is a reason to celebrate. But drinking and driving can turn a great night into a tragedy. Don't take chances. Plan ahead with a sober ride, whether it's a designated driver, a rideshare, or public transportation. Make the smart play by planning and choosing safety. Zero Fatalities, proud partner of your Vegas Golden Knights, reminds you the biggest victory of the night is making sure everyone gets home safe. A message from the Nevada Department of Public Safety and Transportation.
Wow Car Wash is the official car wash of your Vegas Golden Knights. Born in Vegas, just like the Knights, Wow Car Wash has 18 convenient locations across the valley. Wow gets you in and back on the road, looking championship ready with our Wow Max with Knights Defense Wash. Wow knows to be the best, you'd have to look your best. Be sure to follow Wow Car Wash on Instagram for exclusive deals, promotions, and giveaways. For a list of all locations, visit wowwash.com.
California's number one casino just got better. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is now the only AAA 5-diamond rated casino hotel in the country. Become a Club Serrano member today and enjoy perks and exclusive rewards. VIP at another casino? Trade up and take advantage of the tier and offer match program at Yamava Resort and Casino, voted number one casino outside of Vegas by Newsweek. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter.
Wrapping up the extended Vegas Golden Knights postgame show, back to Ryan Wallace.
Wrapping it up here, extended postgame show, Fox Sports Las Vegas, 4-3 the final. Golden Knights back in the win column, defeating the Winnipeg Jets in overtime. Vegas 18-11-12, 48 points on the year. Next in action Thursday, 7 o'clock at home inside T-Mobile Arena against the Columbus Blue Jackets. And for Vegas, it's something to build on. When they were down 2-0, they dominated the rest of the game. Now, it shouldn't take falling behind 2-0 to bring out that urgency, but the Golden Knights found something. They found that confidence, that swagger we're used to seeing out of them, and they were able to take the game over and absolutely make the critical plays at the critical moments when they needed them. That is a step in the right direction, and hopefully it's something the Golden Knights are able to build on. It's going to do it for me here on the extended postgame show. Thanks to Joe Costa back in studio keeping us on the air, making sure everything sounds good. And thanks to you, our listeners, our callers, our texters. It is your postgame show. It's not as much fun for me without your calls, your text, and your input. Until Thursday, have a great night, everybody. Get well, Marianne. We'll talk to you on Thursday right here on Fox Sports Las Vegas.
Thanks for listening to the extended Golden Knights postgame show on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 94.7 FM.